Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station and we're broadcasting live from Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the last hour of the show, Morning Crossfire for Monday, December 6th. It's the week starting from last week when a student beat a teacher into a coma, to last week when we lost another student, Kieran, at Premier Academy in Abuja, Lugbe in Abuja, who was raped to death in June this year. And still, we cannot say this is a specific direction that case is taking. To Don Davis at a Catholic school, that case is in court, who was sodomized. And now to Sylvester Aromoni Jr. It's just been a sad year, really. It's just been a sad year. I spoke with Sylvester Senior, the father, yesterday. Last night, we spoke for some minutes. I could hear the voice of a pained man, a hurting man, a crying man. And he told me quite a number of things. And he said you should bear with him that he won't be able to join us this morning because it's been quite overwhelming for him. So, let's continue our conversation on Sylvester. Because Darwin College released a statement and they said, and I quote, "He was in class on Monday, 22nd day of November. But during the school hours, one of his friends accompanied him to the sick bay where he complained of some pain in his hip. The doctor examined him and prescribed ibuprofen for the pain while the nurse massaged his leg and after which he felt a bit better. In accordance with the school policy, the resident doctor called his mother reporting the incident and requesting that she come for him so that he could get further medical attention. The mother, however, said she was not in Lagos, spoke and prayed with him on the phone and promised to send the guardian to pick him up immediately for further medical attention. The doctor called Sylvester's mother again the next day when the guardian failed to show up, adding that the guardian eventually showed up and took him for x-ray, which revealed that no part of his body was broken or injured. The resident doctor also called the mother later in the week to check up on his progress, but she informed the doctor that he was sleeping at the time. The principal also spoke with the mother on the phone to inquire about his progress and she reported that he was having a massage and gave the phone to him to speak with the principal. As a result, it came as no small shock to us to read social media tales that he was beaten by some students and that he specifically mentioned some names. We immediately commenced investigation and invited the students allegedly mentioned for an interview. His guardian was also present during the interviews, which revealed that nothing of such happened." Part of the statement from the school. End quote. Meanwhile, a roommate of Sylvester told another story of what happened that day. This is what he said. He said, Sly got beat up on Saturday, 27th of November by the boys that was named, and the ringleader was Favor. Aslam and Michael is more of a follower. I was in the room the day they came in. Sly was on his bed and we were just talking and playing in our hostel room as usual as we clean after we clean. At about evening time, the senior boys came in and Senior Favor switched off the light. They were holding their belts with them. They were not five, but six senior boys. But I don't know who exactly was part of the beating. But I know Senior Edwin was there for sure. They beat him up and he fell from his bunk. And after they were done, they called us back to the room. And Aslam said, the school rules piss him off. And if we snitch the way Sly did them, they would do even worse to us. Sly was still on the ground and Favor kicked his head again before they left. In the morning on Sunday, Sly was on his bed and he complained that he couldn't walk. So the senior called us to their room and said, if we snitch, they would know, and that if they ask us what is wrong, we should say he played football. The dumb master knew there was a beating that occurred, so I don't understand why they are lying on the internet that he wasn't aware. Even the following morning, Sly went to the sick bay and it was obvious he was beaten, and because of no football can break bones, and moreover, that week we didn't have or play football or sport activities. I tried to explain to the principal what happened, but they keep shutting us up and saying he was playing football even before Sly's uncle came to pick him up. Me and my friends told our dumb master, Mr. Ahmed, what really happened, but they didn't want to listen to us. I can't sleep, so I decided to speak the truth. Everything Sly said before he died was the truth. We didn't know he was dead till we were sent home and picked by our parents. They told us he was getting withdrawn from the school. This is not the first case that has happened in Darwin. They always hide and cover it up. The junior students are not always protected by the teachers or principal. If we report anonymously, they would make us suffer for reporting. End quote. I cannot verify the name of Sly, Sylvester's friend that wrote this. Well, so the Lagos State Government has shut down the school. They're investigating. Police command in Lagos has started investigation. Delta State Government has shown support for the action taken so far by the Lagos State Government. And they said they will be on the case. There is an online petition going on. Over 150,000 people have signed the petition already. It's on change.org. All right. So I've got questions this morning. And I have questions for everybody. First is for school owners, proprietors, proprietors. Ask yourself, is this about the money only for you? Yes, it should be about the money. It's cool. It's a business. But should it be only about the money for you? Do you care what happens to children in your care, in your school? And for parents, don't you think you are transferring your entire responsibility over your kids to the school? Because the excuse would be that you have to work to take care of the kids. What other reason do you think you can give that can make sense? Are you doing enough as a parent? Are you doing enough as a parent? This year alone, on record, we've lost 2 pupils. On record, Kieran in Premier Academy, Lugbe, Abuja. And now, Sylvester Aramoni Jr. this year alone. And these are the ones that we know. Our boarding schools are our boarding schools turning into something else. How about cultism in our secondary schools? What are we doing to address bullying in our schools generally, boarding or day? Are we as a society generally, are we all guilty of this? Because it seems we're looking away. We see these things. We see them. But it seems we failed ourselves. It looks as though we failed ourselves. 19 past the hour. Let me come to you and hear your thoughts. We're going to make this very brief and straight to the point because the break that is coming is quite a bit long. So let's make it very short, sharp, straight to the point. 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, you're welcome. Please drop your comments and let me know what you think. If you're watching and listening from abroad and you'd like to join the conversation, you can call our Skype ID. It's Nigeria Info FM on Skype. Would love to have you on the conversation this morning. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning. Okay, you're not with us. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes,
my name is Molara from Kurudu.
You're welcome, ma'am.
This has been happening for a long time. And it will still keep happening because there is no monitoring from on the side of the government. The owners of the private schools, they are damn rich people. They can buy their way through anything. But with Sylvester's case, you know, I just retired.
Right.
Before I retired, I used to do consultancy for a lot of them. As for Sylvester's case, yes, the principal should be held responsible. The box starts, stops on his table.
Mm-hmm.
The housemaster is on their payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Write it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said so. Mm-hmm. The housemaster
on whose payroll. On whose payroll now?
The boys' payroll.
Oh.
Those boys are pretty rich.
Oh.
They are very comfortable. Because if not, why would the convoy come to pick one of them? The other, from what we hear, has been flown out. Is that are those the children of poor people? Usually, some of these teachers, some of these HODs are on their payroll. So they dare not talk. It's like a mafia. We call them children. In Yoruba, I like people around here, they know me. They call them Omoide, Omoide. I said, don't worry, until they become Omoakon. By then, you can't tame them. You can't do anything again. The housemaster, they should start from the housemaster.
Right.
He will tell them every, if he knows what is in store for him. Maybe he, because this is a murder case.
Yes, it is.
And he's culpable too.
Right. Thank you.
It's just a pity.
Thank you.
May Sylvester's soul rest in peace.
Amen to that. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Just look way on the line.
Welcome.
Yeah. Please, I want to ask a question. Can't Lagos State shut down both online classes? Can they? Because the school is wicked. In fact, I trust the Port Harcourt, the River State governor. He would have demolished that place. In fact, they need to forget Dowen existed in Lagos with what they have done. This is evil, 7 years old, and everything they are saying, they are not remorseful. I saw something on IG concerning the man, how the boy gave up the ghost, the video. It was so painful. the man said, the boy was saying he doesn't want to die.
Right.
And he gave up the ghost
right.
in their presence.
Right.
How can they be so heartless? They have not called the man. The principal called the man to say, why would they upload the boy's picture? Meaning they don't even care if the boy dies or not.
Hmm.
In fact, that school should be demolished. And the owner, the principal, the housemaster, the parents, and those children, all of them should be jailed for life. Even some of them should be killed. This is evil. The man was crying. He couldn't hold it. What is the boy saying? He doesn't want to die. Uh-uh. No, man. That school should be demolished.
Thank you, Jesse Okoye. Well, the law would take its course. It's only the court of law that can determine who will be jailed, who will not be jailed. And whatever it is the court deemed fit. And we hope justice will be served, basically. That's just the hope. I'm going to go to WhatsApp and take some... Ngozi, I'm so sorry. My break is very, very close. If I pick your call right now, I won't be able to speak with you at all before the break. So I'm going to take one message before we go to break. This person says, the federal ghost collect teacher in Owerri, in Imo State. He sent me a picture. This person sent me a picture, a video rather, but I can't play the video. I'm sorry. I don't even know what this is about. But I think we need to speak out more. We need to speak out more. If you've been through it in schools, if you are going through it, if your child is going through it, you need to speak out. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with me, Lagos.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Crossfire here on 99.3. 8:45 is the time for my studios here. I am Sheriff Quadri. Let's begin this round from WhatsApp. Then we go to Facebook. This person, Shei from Itire, says, "Hi, Sheriff. I think we should all wait for the outcome of the police investigations. However, I am just wondering what parents. Why would the parents do posthumous birthday for a 12-year-old? That's what you're saying. Okay. I get what you're saying now. Thank you. Thank you for your thought. Bello is in Ikoyi. Bello says, courtism and confraternities in schools and Sylvester Dominic's death. One legacy Professor Wale showing Carl left behind and beats his chest off. I'm looking forward to his comment on what is happening in our schools and in relation to Darwin College. You know, what's been turned to right now is the fault of the society at large. Because trust me, if you go, the schools that you people are going abroad, they have it there. They have all these things there. They do it openly. That's because they have goals. There are criteria before you can even join any fraternity over there. So it's what we have turned it into. It's not about who created it. I think you should disabuse your mind of that notion completely. Let's take another one from WhatsApp. I hope Lagos State Government is not protecting the school from external aggrieved persons for the school not to be set ablaze for not destroyed. Well, that won't actually even bring any justice. You know, whether you set the school ablaze, instead you're depriving many other, you know, pupils from, you know, getting educated, basically. So that's not justice, really. It's not justice. Okay, let's take two more from WhatsApp. Moses from K2 says, I cried this morning as I listened to the testimony of the roommate that he just read to us. I couldn't watch the video or read the story about this boy. It was my wife that read it and shared it with me. I am pained to my marrows as a father. This is wickedness, my brother. This is what the face of many rich people's home look like. They don't have children. They are raising rogues. That school has become the den of the monsters. Many of those rich people schools are same. Please, I signed petition for justice for Sylvester. Oh, yeah. So you've signed the petition. All right. Thank you for your thought. I'm going to go to Facebook. Let's take a few thoughts from Facebook. They are part of this conversation as well, the Facebook guys and the WhatsApp guys. So we're going to take a few messages now. Uche says, I just pity the parents of this generation who delegate their parental duties to others. Heartache in most times. Is most times the end result. Ibrahim Alakaba says, this is really sad. This school must not exist again. Justice for Sylvester. Emmanuel Ego says, for me, jungle justice should be done to those involved, my opinion. Jungle justice is never a way. It's never a justice. It's never justice at all. Odeni Michael says, what is the owner saying, please? We don't know yet. Daramola Alatumbosi says, Alatumbosun, on Facebook, when I was in boarding school then, African Church Model College, Ifako Agege, there is this senior, Senior Isa, used to be the most feared in school then. And me, I'm a junior, that is well known in the hostel, that whenever you stop beating me, I stop crying. So no matter how hard or much you try... Okay, it's a long one and I want to read it. So let me jump. It says, Senior Isa came to my room, room 4, and found out that our room is smelling. And I don't know if you have forgotten that we used to have a disabled guy in our room whom we bathe and dispose his excrete. So he summoned us, and by the time there is this popular shouting, last junior, that whoever comes last is in trouble. So as he shouted, last junior, I just pretended to have slept off. Of course, he knows how cunning I can be. So he came to me personally and started beating me that I do not want to stand up. And after a while, he finished slapping me. He now asked what happened, that my room, why my room is smelling. And I now replied by saying that as he forgotten the room he is, then it's just... okay, as he forgotten the room he is, then he just got angry and dragged me to his room and tied me and started beating me like as if he just wanted me to die. His colleagues were begging him, but he did not answer. So as soon as he left me, I stopped crying as usual, and that made me mad again, or that made him mad again. So he just raked you down, and he said, I broke my left hand immediately. See how he was begging me? He begged me so much that even the housemaster begged me so much, because they know who my dad was and what he can do. Abi, my dad that came to school one day and saw me doing keeper and started beating me in school for about 3 hours. So he begged and begged that I had to lie to my dad that I slipped from bathroom. What I'm saying here is that this kind of attitude are so common in the state boarding school, and even the housemasters can't stop it, or even the principal can't stop it. So in case of Sly, I guess the room is the norm of the school, but no one could address it. So now it's better other schools learn from this, because they learn from them. To me, they should arrest the housemasters. Okay. It's a long one here. I just had to read it because it's personal experience. And, you know, we need to speak out more, like I said earlier. Everyone needs to speak out more. I was bullied while at a public school at Okigwe in Imo State. Then I just returned from Lagos to the east, and a group of seniors who were courtiers tried recruiting me. And when I refused, they kidnapped me after school and dealt with me. They flogged me with cutlass and threatened to kill me and my family if I talk. I nearly died. When I recovered, I did my own investigation about them, one after the other, and I retributed by divide and conquer strategy. The 5 of them each took time to spend quadruple the time I spent to recover, and after that, I left to learn a skill. Uche Maxwell. I don't know what you meant by divide and conquer. Yeah, like Grandma said earlier, it's not a new thing. She's a consultant for schools. And you know that it's not a new thing. Even in public schools, bullying goes on every day. There is cultism in our secondary schools now. I wish we had Mayowa on the show. Perhaps we'll try and bring Mayowa in the studio some other time. It was stuck in traffic. But I must go now, Lagos. Thank you all for sharing your morning with me. My spirit is quite low. Hopefully, I'll be back and better tomorrow. Hopefully. But the conversation is not over yet. Wemimo is coming in at 9, after which you hear Sunnyside. I'm Sharif Quadri.